This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Iraq's interim prime minister says insurgents will not succeed in stopping the political process there. Iyad Alawi is accusing insurgents of trying to build up ethnic and religious tensions in his country. He spoke to reporters in Baghdad's tightly secured Green Zone. Outside Baghdad, mourners turned out in two cities that are holy sites for Shiite Muslims. They remembered 67 people killed by car bombs on Sunday. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is covering these developments from Baghdad. And Lourdes, sounds like Alawi's message has been fairly consistent here. Iraq, as far as he's concerned, will not be stopped from having these elections in January.
He reflected indeed what President Bush had to say yesterday in his press conference, that the insurgency is determined, but that the elections will go ahead as planned no matter what. He also mentioned that he had met with those on the periphery of the insurgency and tried to persuade them to join the political process. He said that many of them appeared unclear as to what their ultimate political aims were, but he said that he was hopeful that he had convinced some of them to lay down their arms. Now, he was referring to homegrown Iraqi guerrillas, who want to see American troops leave the country, and not international terrorists who he says want to plunge the country into civil war. He deems them the real enemy, and he made clear that there is a distinction between them.
So that's what he said. Were there nonverbal signals that Alawi was sending here as well?
Indeed, there were. His mood was quite somber. Alawi is usually quite an affable and animated speaker, but this time he seemed a lot more measured. He looked tired, and he was complaining about the pressures and restrictions of his job. In one telling moment, he said that being prime minister of Iraq was, quote, a challenging, tiring, and dangerous job. Because of the security that surrounds him, Alawi never walks anywhere, even in the highly protected green zone where he has his offices. However, it must be remembered that he is indeed running in these next parliamentary elections, and he is looking for re-election.
And I suppose you have to ask what kind of security measures there would have been as he met with those people on the periphery, as you say, of the insurgency. I imagine the security concerns are only going to get greater as the election nears.
Well, they've been planning for this election since July, the security for this election since July. The U.S. military will have the highest troop presence here since the war, 150,000 of them. These soldiers, though, will not be guarding polling stations as such. American officials here are very concerned that the U.S. not appear to be influencing the elections in any way, that this be an Iraqi effort. So the military will respond to any threat, but it won't be visible. Instead, the 110,000 Iraqi police, the 45,000 National Guard, will be protecting those coming to vote. Certain polling stations, according to security sources, will be cordoned off completely to prevent attacks by car bombs. They'll also try and prevent large crowds from forming. But I have to say, across the spectrum, from the people that I've spoken to, many believe that the January 30th elections will not pass without some sort of bloodshed.
And yet this concern and these security measures have not prevented the preparations from going on, including, as I understand it, a lottery to prepare for the election?
Well, yes, a lottery was held yesterday, and if you can imagine an old-fashioned lottery machine, it was large, it had balls inside of it that had numbers on them, and this was indeed the first step in preparing the ballots. It's very important who will come first, second, and third. On this list, there are over 100 parties running in the parliamentary elections, and each party has a number. So this was simply to see which party will be, which will have which order on the ballots themselves. And so that took place yesterday.
People hoping in more ways than one that their number comes in. Thanks. That's NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Baghdad.